Trump surges deportations of illegal aliens by 453% in recent months. By John Binder on October 9, 2019. President Trump's administration deported more than 2,500 illegal aliens in the last 2 months who had arrived at the United States-Mexico border and claimed to be part of a family unit. Federal data obtained by Breitbart News reveals that since August, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency has deported more than 2,500 illegal aliens who arrived as a family unit at the southern border and have final orders for removal. Over these 2 months, ICE agents arrested another 275 illegal aliens who arrived as family units at the border. All of these illegal aliens arrested have final orders for removal, meaning they have gone through the asylum and immigration courts and have been found not to be eligible to stay in the U.S. Compare these deportation numbers to that of fiscal year 2018, when ICE deported 2,711 illegal aliens who arrived as family units at the border for the entire year. This indicates that about 226 illegal aliens claiming to be part of a family unit were deported every month last year, compared to about 1,250 deported each month in August and September of this year. A more than 453% increase in illegal family unit deportations based on monthly totals. As Breitbart News has reported, research finds that deporting the 11 to 22 million illegal aliens saves American taxpayers billions compared to the costs they are forced to pay when illegal aliens are allowed to stay. Deporting every illegal alien in the country would amount to a cost savings of about $622 billion over the course of a lifetime. This indicates that deporting illegal aliens is six times less costly than what it costs American taxpayers to currently subsidize the millions of illegal aliens living in the U.S. Mass deportations are supported by a majority of American voters, a July Harvard/Harris poll finds. Overall, 51% of voters said they support mass deportations of the illegal alien population, including more than 8 in 10 GOP voters and more than 5 in 10 swing voters. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.